Good morning, Master. What? Why shouldn't I call you Master? I'm your slave, aren't I? Okay, fine. I'm a criminal paying her debt to society or whatever. I'm not getting paid and I can't leave, so that makes me a slave. Well, yeah, I did break into your magic school to steal from you, but you humans stole this land from us goblins and cut down our forest to build your stupid cities. Yeah, well, that's what my great-grandma told me. Okay. Gods, you don't need to be so grumpy. I'll just get to work washing your beakers. Some of these smell really weird. What are you keeping them? I don't know what any of that stuff is. Do you use it for magic? Ooh, this one smells tasty. Can I lick it? Ugh, calm down, I wasn't really gonna. Okay, see? They're all clean now. I like these beakers. They're so long and thick. Hey! Put me down! You can't bully me just because you're twice my size. No, give it back. I was having fun. You don't understand. I haven't gotten any cock in 2 weeks. Do you know how long that is for a goblin girl? Goblins fuck all day, every day, and I'm the only goblin in this shitty human city. No humans want to fuck me. They all make excuses like, I'm a married man. Marriage. That's a stupid human thing. The only men that aren't married are mages or priests, and that head priest already tossed me out of the church and called me a filthy green harlot. Yes, I do take care of myself every night, but it's just not enough. I'll never make it to the end of my sentence. Well, thanks for putting me down. You're not married, are you, sir? Well, why can't you fuck me? Ugh, you need to focus on the pursuit of magical knowledge. You can do that too, just, I'll bend over and you can rest a book on my back while you fuck my little green cunt. What? But I'll be quiet, I promise. Okay. I'll stay here and put your books away. Stupid human mage. What an asshole. I'm busting my cute ass here every day helping him with his dumb magic. Least he can do is give me a bit of dick now and then. These are really heavy. What could be in these that's so important? Where's that ladder at? Oh, there it is. Okay, let me just climb it and put these fucking heavy books away. Ah! Oh, I fell right on my ass. Oh, it's gonna be sore all day. And not for reasons I'd like. That book fell open. Whoa! This is a dirty book. Look at all these pictures. Holy shit, is that a human cock? It's beautiful. That's what human women get to suck on? To fuck? Those lucky bastards. Can't believe that magical asshole has got one of these and he's keeping it from me. I should slit that fucker's throat. Never mind that plan. I think this book might help me finally get what I want. It says here there are things called aphrodisic? Apparently it will make a male human uncontrollably horny. And all I need is this weird root thing. Oh, I've seen something just like that in the storage room. All I need to do is get him to eat or drink it. I know. I can put it in his tea. Hello, sir. I have your tea for you. I know it's not my job to make it, but I wanted to make up for my behavior this morning. Yes, don't worry, I got all the books put away. Yes, I am in a better mood. Wonder how long this will take. Sir? Are you okay? Your face is getting red and you're panting. Maybe I put too much in. Oh, God, there it is. Sir, there seems to be something growing under your robe. What? You're getting turned on? You've never felt like you had to come this bad in your life? But I thought you only cared about the pursuit of magical knowledge. Oh, now you want to have some fun? Well, it would be really cruel to deny someone who is aching for relief that much. You know, like something a mean asshole human would do. Well, lucky for you, I'm not a human. Don't worry, I'm very experienced in this area. Let me just lift your robe and... Whoa! That is fucking huge! Oh, I didn't know you've been naked under this robe all this time. It looks really swollen, too. I gotta taste it. Oh, that's real fucking tasty. I could suck this forever. You look like you're enjoying my small mouth on your huge cock. I've never met cock I couldn't take in my throat, but I think this monster might defeat me. Nope. No way. It's just too big. What? Hey, put me down! You're not gonna toss me out, are you? Oh, you're taking me over to your desk? Oh, fuck, bending me over it. My legs can't quite reach the ground. Oh, lifting my skirt up. Yeah, I never wear underwear. Stupid human cunt prisons is what I call them. You're pressing your thick cock against my little green pussy. I guess you're finally gonna give me what I want. I always get my way. Oh, yes. Slide that thick, hard human cock in. Fuck! Oh, God, there's more. Oh, your cock just goes on and on and on. Fuck. Oh, this was well worth the wait. Slam that cock in me, you stupid fucking human. Come on. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're getting even bigger in me. I almost can't take it. Fuck, you're gonna make me come. Come on. Come on, you dumb fucking mage, do it. Ah! Oh, he made me come so fucking hard. What? Oh, you're still not finished? Don't worry. I won't leave you with aching balls. You're close. Good. Shoot it on my face. Yes, my face. Oh, shoot all that human seed over my face. Let me squeeze your balls. Oh, I'm gonna squeeze out all that cum from you. Come on. That's so thick. Oh, I think this is enough to keep me fed. Are you okay? You look like you're about to pass out. Am I going to tell anyone you broke your oath? Well, don't know. I think I can be convinced to keep my mouth shut as long as I get plenty more of this cock.